In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. It's good to be here. See all the familiar faces and the new faces. So if I understand correctly, I have, about an hour and a half, 2 hours, almost till 10 o'clock? لَمَا تَتْخَدُّوش, I won't go that long. Somebody who is dear to me asked if I could يعني do a section, repeat the sections in Arabic again. I will do that, God willing, بس يعني زنبوك على جنبوك. And I don't know how it's going to come out, so I might need some help. بس here we go. We all know the story of King Solomon. How when, you know, after he became king, and there was this one night, and he offered 1,000 burnt offerings to the Lord, and يعني calling on the Lord's mercies. And on that night, the Lord appeared to him in a dream, and he asked him what he wanted, and he asked for wisdom and all that. And he became the wisest man to have ever existed and to ever exist in the future too. But with all the wisdom that he had, he wrote a couple of very interesting verses. He actually wrote many, but there was a couple that we're going to focus on tonight. And they're in Proverbs chapter 3. The first one, it says, it's in verse 5. It says, do not lean on your own understanding. Do not lean on your own understanding. The wisest man on earth said this. Side note real quick, just to clarify, he did not say do not lean on understanding. He said, do not lean on your own understanding. Understanding is very, very important for us in our church. And actually, especially in the church, and if we do what we do without understanding, we don't really know what we're doing. We're just going through the motions. We're not praying or worshiping or praising. And then also, if you look at Hebrews 11:3, it says, by faith we understand. By faith we understand. So we're big on understanding. Understanding is very important. Just to clarify. And also to clarify what he said, a couple of verses later in Proverbs 3 and verse 7, he said, do not be wise in your own eyes. Do not be wise in your own eyes. فالنهاردة إن شاء الله يعني إحنا كنا بنتكلم عن سليمان الحكيم وإنه هو إزاي بعد ما قدم 1,000 ذبيحة محرقة لربنا, ربنا ظهر له في حلم وقال له عايز إيه وقال له عايز حكمة وتمييز وادها له بقى أصبح أحكم إنسان يعني منذ البدء والحد يعني forever يعني أي إنسان عايش. لكن مع كل الحكمة دي كتب يعني آيات كتيرة مهمة قوي, لكن في آيتين في أمثال 3 في الآية العدد 5 بتقول على فهمك لا تعتمد. على فهمك لا تعتمد, ما قالش على الفهم لا تعتمد. Just to clarify, يعني عشان نبقى واضحين, بقول على فهمك انت لا تعتمد. مهم قوي الفهم بالكنيسة, يعني الواحد يعني ما ينفعش مثلا يقول ألحان أو ترتيل مثلا بالقبطي وهو مش عارف معناها ايه. ده مش تسبيح, ده غنى. يعني ده just كده بس واقف بيهلل وخلاص, which is okay, بس ده مش تسبيح وصلاة. وبعد كده يعني في عبرانيين 11:3 بتقول بالإيمان نفهم. Okay. فمهم قوي الفهم, فعايزين نكلاريفاي قبل ما ندخل في الموضوع انه الفهم مهم. بعد كده في آية 7 وراها بآيتين, ده في أمثال 3 بيقول ايه, لا تكن حكيم في عيني نفسك, بيوضحها خلاص. Okay. لا تكن حكيم في عيني نفسك. The Bible is full of يعني many people who were not يعني got to the point where they not were not wise in their own eyes. We'll just go through a couple of examples. The first one, as we know, is this Moses. Okay, Moses was doing a lot of work and he was overloaded. He couldn't handle it. But then when Jethro, his father-in-law, gave him counsel, and he told him, you know, why are you doing all this? You know, have leaders of tens and twenties and fifties and hundreds and thousands, and you just do the big stuff. And he heeded the counsel. He didn't decide he's wise in his own eyes. He didn't decide, I'm God's prophet, I'll do however I see it. He considered it and he listened to it and he did it. And we all know the results and how it was much better. Another story is from the New Testament, maybe the apostles. In Acts 15, in the early days of the church, there were, when there were people converting to Christianity, there were those who wanted to Judaize the people first, the Gentiles first, by having them circumcised and go through the Jewish rituals and then become believers. And it was a big dispute between St. Paul and St. Barnabas and all these people, and they kept going back and forth and And in Acts 15 it said, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. St. Paul and St. Barnabas didn't say, we're apostles too, huwa keda. There was no huwa keda. They decided to go and get counsel. They didn't rely on their own wisdom, and they said, okay, let's go to the elders and ask them. كم مثل كده بس بسرعة من حكايات من البايبل. يعني ناس ما كانوش حكمة في أعين أنفسهم. أول واحد موسى النبي, وفي كتير طبعا, وأكشلي هو كان في الأول حكيم في أعين نفسه, وإحنا عارفين يعني المشكلة اللي عملها لما قتل المصري. لكن لما مش عارف بقى إيه بالعربي, جاثرو حماه, يعني كان بيديله يعني نصيحة وقال له هات ناس يساعدك وتبقى قواد يعني 10 و20 و50 وألاف وكده وانت تاخد مشاكل كبيرة. سمع, ما كانش حكيم في نفسه, ما قالوش أنا نبي الله ابعد عني أنا يعني حامل اللي أنا عايزه. سمع الكلام وأخد نصيحة وفادته جدا وفادت الشعب كله. برضو مثل تاني, مثلا في العهد الجديد الرسل القديس بولس وبرنابا, في أول أيام الكنيسة كان في اليهود عايزين تتقال إزاي يهودوا الناس اللي عايزين يبقوا مسيحيين, يعني صح كده يهودوا, يعني عايزينهم يختتنوا الاول ويعني يعملوا حاجات تقاليد يهوديه الاول بعد كده يبقوا مؤمنين مسيحيين وكده. وقعدوا كانوا باك اند فورث, يعني they argue مع بعض. قالوا لهم طب استنى, احنا بدل ما نعتمد على بدل ما يكون حكم فعلا انفسنا, تعالوا نروح للرسل والاباء ونسالهم وهم يقولوا لنا. يعني فدول برضو ناس ايه ما كانوش حكم في اعين انفسهم بالرغم يعني من مكانتهم. طيب, let's look at people who were both at different parts in life. Okay, يعني at one point somebody who was not wise in his own eyes and then became wise in his own eyes and vice versa. The first one or one of many, يعني I'll mention, we kind of mentioned Moses, but is King Saul. King Saul, if I understand correctly, the reason he became king was because he's pretty tall. People liked him. يعني he knew nothing. He didn't know anything. He relied completely on Samuel, the prophet. And so in the beginning, he was not wise in his own eyes. And so he did whatever Samuel told him. And as a result, things were going great. Everything was fine. And everything went well. But then after a couple of years, when he started to become wise in his own eyes, as we know the story at the Battle of Gilgal, where Samuel told him, wait 7 days and I'll come and make the offering before you go into battle. And at 7 days to the minute, he didn't show up. So he's like, okay, you know, we need offerings, so I'll offer the offerings. And before we go into battle, khalas. He used his own wisdom and he decided to do things he were not told to do. And that was the beginning of his end. That was his demise. The kingdom was taken from him. And that was it. Another person who did the other way was King David. King David took his kingdom from King Saul, and yani initially everything was great and stuff, but after he sinned with Bathsheba, he was starting to become wise in his own eyes, and he started to rely on his own wisdom, and he said, okay, we'll bring her husband and have them sleep together, and then it'll be his baby, and I'm clean. And then the husband was so faithful, he couldn't do it. And so he figured out another plan and devised another thing because he was wise in his own eyes. And he said, okay, we'll have them go to the front lines in the battle and have them, you know, go away from him and then get him killed. And he started using his own wisdom. And what was the result when he was using his own wisdom? Uriah died, the baby died, the sword never left his house. There was all kinds of crazy problems in his family. And the thing that maybe he desired the most, as we read in the psalm, I will not give sleep to my eyelids nor rest to my temples until I build a temple of the Lord, and he didn't get to do that. All this was taken because of some time when he was wise in his own eyes. Afterwards, when Nathan the prophet came and talked to him, thankfully he repented and realized that he, in his own eyes, that he was not wise, and repented and returned from this. And as a result, he had another child with Bathsheba who became King Solomon, who took the place after him. And he got to see his son sit on the throne while he was still alive. And, okay, he didn't get to build the temple, but at least he got to know that his son was going to do it. So some good came out of it. شخصيتين تانين من الكتاب يعني كانوا الاثنين واحد يعني كان في أوقات حكيم في عين نفسه وأوقات مش حكيم في عين نفسه. أول واحد شاول الملك لما مسك الملك كان يعني راجل غلبان على قده، الناس اختاروه عشان طويل وفرحانين بيه، فكان في الأول مش عارف حاجة، فكان ما كانش حكيم في عينيه، كان دايما بيعتمد على صمويل النبي يقول له يعمل ايه وهو يعمله، وكان يعني ربنا معاه وكل حاجة ماشية تمام. بعد سنة سنتين ابتدى بقى يثق في نفسه أكتر بالنجاح دوت، وابتدى يبقى حكيم في عينيه. وزي ما احنا عارفين الحكاية في المعركة بتاعت جلجال لما صمويل اتأخر عليه، يعني هو ما تأخرش عليه قوي، يعني في 7 يوم ما استنهوش، وقرر ان هو يقدم المحرقة لربنا قبل الحرب يعني كالعادة، ودي كانت بداية نهايته لأنه اعتمد على حكمته، هو بقى حكيم في عيني نفسه. واحد تاني داود الملك، بعد ما أخذ الحكم كان كل حاجة أوكي، بعد كده بعد ما أخطأ مع بيت شبع ابتدى بقى يبقى حكيم في نفسه ويحاول يطلع بحيل وفكر أفكار علشان يظبط المسألة، وقرر يجيب جوزها يعني علشان يعني يخلص من التهمة، وفي الآخر لما ملقاش أي حل راح موته، اعتمد على حكمته هو لأنه كان حكيم في نفسه. لكن بعد شوية لما جاله نثان النبي ووبخه وقال له حكاية إن يعني لو واحد عنده شيب كتير غنم كتير واحد ما عندهش غير غنماية ومش عارف إيه، فابتدى يفتح عينيه على حاجة هو ما كانش واخد باله منها، فابتدى إيه ما يعتمدش على ابتدى ما يبقاش حكيم في عيني نفسه وتاب. والنتيجة في الأول لما اعتمد على حكمته بنفسه ابنه البيبي اللي اتولد مات، يورايا جوز بتشبع مات، السيف لم يترك بيته، وكل المشاكل والحاجات الدراما الغريبة اللي كانت بتحصل في أسرته حصلت. والحاجة اللي كان بيحلم بيها يعني اللي هي انه كان نفسه من زمان زي ما المزمور بيقول يعني انه مش عايز ينام ولا يريح ولا اي حاجة لحد ما يبني التمبل لربنا، ما قدرش يعملها الحكاية دي. لكن بعد كده لما تاب وبقى شاف انه هو مش حكيم في عيني نفسه خلف ولد تاني اللي هو سليمان الملك، وشاف ابنه يقعد على العرش بعديه وهو لسه حي، ودي ما تحصلش قوي. وفي نفس الوقت بالرغم انه ما بناش الهيكل ربنا التمبل، شاف يعني عرف انه ابنه هو اللي هيبني وراه. طيب نرجع لسليمان تاني. Let's go back to Solomon. So you might say, oh, okay, I understand why Solomon wrote these verses. It's because he was the wisest person on earth and he could see how the wisdom of the people was so lacking and so short. So he wrote these verses to warn them, hey, don't rely on your own understanding. Don't be wise in your own eyes. No, that's not just it. He actually practiced what he preached. He lived this. Even though he knew he was the wisest, he did not rely on his own wisdom. He actually practiced this, and we know this actually from the Bible, that he had people he took counsel from. How do we know this story? When Rehoboam, his son, took over, and the people went to him and they said, hey, reduce our load because it's too heavy, etc. And Rehoboam told them, okay, give me 3 days to think about it. Who did he go ask first? The elders and the counselors that used to serve his father, King Solomon. So that's how we know that King Solomon, he ended up not taking their advice, but that's how we know King Solomon himself, the wisest man on earth, still had elders and advisors and counselors with him to help him with him. So he practiced what he preached. ممكن واحد يخمن ويقول انه اوكي الملك سليمان علشان من كتر حكمته وكده شاف قد ايه حكمة الناس يعني بايظة مش كويسة، فكان اداهم الآية دي ما تعتمدش على فهمك، ما تكونش حكيم في عيني نفسك، علشان يعني يحميهم من أخطائهم هم. لكن كان بيقول لهم هم مش هو، لكن لا، هو نفسه كان بيطبق الكلام اللي في الآية دي نفسها. ونعرف كده من لما رحبعام ابنه أخذ الملك، كانوا الشعب راحوا له قالوا له خفف علينا الحمل، الحمل تقيل وبتاع، قال لهم ادوني مهلة 3 أيام. والناس اللي راح لهم في الأول قبل ما روح لأصحابه كانوا المشيرين اللي هما بتوع ملك سليمان. فنعرف من كده أنه ملك سليمان نفسه بالرغم من حكمته كان برضو ما بيعتمدش على فهمه بس، ما كانش حكيم في عينيه بس أتليست في الأول، يعني بعد شوية في حاجات تانية دخلت في الموضوع وبوظت المسائل. حتى في يومنا دوت if you look at it sorry حقلب على الإنجليزي تاني in our days today in the church if you look at His Holiness the Pope himself, he doesn't just exercise his authority and just make decisions left and right on his own. We have a holy synod of the bishops and they all sit together and discuss and there's counsel, because not even the Pope relies on his own wisdom or is wise in his own eyes. And even some of those committees, they have lay people as well that sit there with them because they might be something they're missing or they don't know something. So they include all these people because there's the strength in the numbers and the wisdom from the people. حتى دلوقتي يعني في عصرنا دوت قداسة البابا نفسه ما بيعملش أي قرارات لوحده ومش حكيم في عيني نفسه، عنده مجمع من الآباء الأسقفة بيقعدوا معاه بيعملوا اجتماعات وقرارته سوا. وحتى في المجامع ديت بيبقى فيه ناس lay people علمانيين يعني بيقعدوا معاهم برضو فبيسمعوا كلامهم ويشاخدوا نصيحهم. هي دي الحكمة بجد. طيب ليه؟ Why did King Solomon, His Holiness, Moses and the Apostles يعني get counsel from other people? For many reasons. The answer really is obvious. We'll use an answer first from the Bible. Jeremiah 17:9. Jeremiah 17:9 says this, says the heart is deceitful above all things. The heart is deceitful above all things. Jeremiah 17:9 بتقول القلب أخدع من كل شيء. ده أول سبب. This is the first reason. If I rely on my own wisdom when I'm in the middle of some kind of a situation, my emotions are involved. I am not a robot. I'm a human being. If I'm in the midst of the situation, no matter how I try, my emotions are involved. Just ask a mom how she feels if somebody criticizes her son or daughter. Okay? Don't ask a dad. Maybe they won't care. So that's the first thing is that if I just rely on my own self, then my emotions are involved. And we're all, emotions really affect and wreak havoc on our decisions and our wisdom at the time. Another thing is, it is possible there may be something that I don't know. There may be something that I misunderstood. There may be a piece of fact that is missing that I'm not aware of yet. Number four, no one is exempt from making any mistakes. If I asked any of you today, have you ever made a mistake in life? What will you say? I see a head's moving. All of us will say, oh yeah, many mistakes. Take with you, يعني خد عندك. يعني we'll all say this readily and with conviction. We've made many, many mistakes. طيب, if we made mistakes in the past, حبيبي, isn't it possible that I make a mistake again? Yes, it's possible. So don't rely on your own understanding and don't be wise in your own eyes, because you might make a mistake again. Like the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4:9, it says, two heads are better than one. Simple math. Okay, two heads are better than one. Have you ever heard the quote that says, he who represents himself in court, it has a, who knows, he who represents himself in court has a fool for a client. You ever heard that before? I think it was Abraham Lincoln that said this. So it's the same thing. This is he who is wise in his own eyes, who's relying on his own wisdom. Okay. إيه السبب يعني هي واضحة بصراحة يعني. أنا عارفين اللي أنا بقول حاجة يعني اوريدي كلنا عارفينها، بس يعني إحنا عارفين حاجة يعني ده one thing، بس إحنا بنطبق إيه وبنعيش إزاي حاجة تانية. يعني الكلام أنا اللي قاعد بقوله دلوقتي وحاسس إن الكلام واضح خالص، يعني مش محتاج تفسير ولا حاجة، لكن لما إحنا نبص على نفسنا نشوف يعني كم مرة بنعتمد على فهمنا إحنا وحكمة في أنفسنا وبنعمل اللي إحنا عايزينه من غير ما ناخد رأي أي حد. كنت بقول في أرمية 17:9 الكتاب بيقول القلب أخدع من كل شيء، ربنا بيقولها لنا كده. فإذا يعني مش من الحكمة إن أنا أعتمد على حكمتي أنا وفهمي أنا لما أنا أكون في أي سيتويشن معينة، لأن أنا انفولد فيها فأوتوماتيكلي يعني حسيسي وعواطفي يعني مزروعة في المشكلة ديت. فحت يعني ممكن يعني ما فيش حد فينا اقوى من ان عواطفه تبقى كومبليتلي مش موجوده معايا، لان احنا مش روبوت. حاجه تاني غير حكايه العواطف، انه يعني في احتمال ان انا في حاجه مش عارفها، في حاجه مش فاهمها، او معلومه لسه ما وصلتليش. كام مره يعني لو نبص يعني غلطنا، لو سالت اي حد فيكم يعني هل غلطت عملت اي مستيك في الماضي، كلنا هنقول اه ياما كتير عملت مستيكس كتير. طب خلاص يعني هل من المستحيل انك تعمل غلطه تاني حتى في نفس الحاجه؟ لا مش مستحيل. خلاص يبقى لا تعتمد على فهمك وما تكونش حكيم في عيني نفسك. في إكليزياستر اللي هو سفر الجامعه 4:9 بتقول اثنين خير من واحد. هي مجرد حساب يعني، انا ممكن في حاجه مش عارفها بتاع، ممكن واحد تاني يكون هو عارفها، خلاص نستفيد من بعض. في حاجة أنا عارف هشوهها لو حاولت أترجمها دي، بس يعني حاجة قول أمريكاني بيقول إن الـ 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 المتهم اللي بيترافع عن نفسه أو بيدافع عن نفسه في المحكمة موكله أحمق. أوكي ليه؟ لأنه بيعتمد على حكمته هو على فهمه هو، وفاكر إن هو هيطلع نفسه المشكلة، فدي حماقة. طيب even though we all agree with this and it's really obvious, why do we struggle with this issue? Honestly كده بصراحة يعني it's because of pride. We lack humility. يعني we think we have it going on. We think we understand everything and we know everything. And يعني we all know how to solve any kind of problem because of some experience we had in our life. Our Lord himself said in Matthew 18, unless you become like little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. It's a very powerful statement. You know, usually we focus on the first part, unless you become like little children, but the second half of it is you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. That's how powerful it is. He said this about like, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no part of me, you will not enter the kingdom. Unless you are born again of water and spirit, unless you believe and you're baptized, you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. And he included this with those. Unless you become like little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Why? One of the many reasons, I think there are many, many reasons, but one thing if you notice about a child, a very little child, when they grow up a little bit, unfortunately, the world gets in and the ego gets in and it doesn't apply anymore. But with very little children, they are not wise in their own eyes. They have no problem asking you questions. What are you doing? Why? What is this? Teach me how to do this. They have no problem doing this. But when it comes to us, no, خلاص. We're too old to ask. We're too old to say, I don't know. We're too old to ask, teach me, show me. Or what are you doing? Yes. And I think actually, I don't know if it's still out there. I remember one time a few years ago, I was in somebody's house. It was an Egyptian show. It's like Matiftish or Haga Keda. Something like that. And they would tell people like, so what do you think about the problem, you know, of moving the Eiffel Tower from Paris to Egypt? You know, do you think they should bring it by boat or airplane or what? And the people, oh yeah, you know, they can do it by airplane, sure, no problem, you know, bigger. You know what I'm saying? And the people, does anybody know what I'm talking about? And the people start talking like, oh yeah, I know everything, I know what you're talking about. And it's not, and some of them are yani crazy. Because they're not like little children, there's too much pride in it to say, I don't know, or I don't understand, or show me, or teach me. بالرغم ان المساله واضحه جدا زي الشمس واحنا كلنا متفقين اوكي انه ما ينفعش الواحد يبقى حكيم في عيني نفسه وما يعتمدش على فهمه هو، ليه المساله دي صعبه بالنسبه لنا؟ بصراحه المساله مساله كبرياء، عدم تواضع. الواحد صعب قوي يقول انا ما اعرفش مش فاهم. سيدنا قال في متى 18، يعني انا ما ترجمتهاش فربنا يستر بقى، بيقول يعني ان لم تعودوا وتكونوا زي الاطفال الصغار ما لكمش مكان في ملكوت السماوات. حاجه يعني ايه جامده قوي، ما لكمش مكان في ملكوت السماوات. حاجه قالها يعني مثلا على ايه؟ لو ما اكلتوش جسدي وشربتوا دمي ما لكمش مكان في ملكوت السماوات. لو ما امنتش وتعمدت ما لكش مكان في ملكوت السماوات. لو ما رجعتش وبقيت زي الطفل ما لكش مكان في ملكوت السماوات. هو في يعني لسن كتيره، دروس كتيره نتعلمها من الاطفال، بس واحد منهم هنا ان الطفل الصغير قوي يعني مش حكيم في عيني نفسه، لسه ما وصلش لدرجه يعني الكبرياء والتواضع. ممكن تحط شويه اطفال مثلا، لو حد فيكم راح مطار مثلا والطياره اتاخرت ساعتين ثلاثه، معلش بقى رين سيدس ان انجلش يو جيت ات اني واي، الطياره اتاخرت ساعتين ثلاثه، تلاقي العيال it doesn't matter how they're dressed، it doesn't matter شكلهم ايه، لونهم ايه، ايه حالتهم الماديه والماليه والسياسيه والدينيه والكلام ده كله، نو. شويه عيال تلاقيهم ابتدوا يجروا مع بعض ويلعبوا ويضحكوا ولا كان حاجه. ليه؟ لا لسه الاطفال كده، براءه، تواضع، مفيش كبرياء، مفيش انت مين، ازاي انت مش عارف بتكلم مين، انت ما تعرفش انا مين، مفيش الحاجات دي. Proverbs 7:26, we're all very familiar with this verse. It says, sin has cast down many wounded and all who were slain by her were once or were strong. فأمثال 7:26 بتقول ان الخطية طرحت كثيرين جرحى وكل قتلها أقوياء. Okay. يعني ايه all those who were slain by her were strong. Physically strong? No. They were strong in their own understanding. They were wise in their own eyes. I can handle it. I can do it. I can overcome it. I can resist it. فكانوا أقوياء في عيني نفسهم. No problem. I can do this. الغريب أنه لو سألت أي واحد، لا طبعا أنا هقدر إيه، أنا خاطي، أنا مش عارف إيه بتاع. طيب كلام جميل بس talk is cheap. عايش حياتك إزاي؟ هل أنت حكيم في عيني نفسك؟ وماشي زي ما انت ما تشوف وخلاص؟ هل بتقبل نصيحه من احد؟ هل بتقبل توبيخ او تعديل من احد؟ هل بتروح انت تطلب نصيحه من احد ولا انت شغال كده حسب ما انت عارف؟ كفايه كده في النقطه دي. I think يعني we all agree انه okay I will not be wise in my own eyes. ماشي اتفقنا. Let's talk. I want to mention 8 warnings about this and then I'll mention a couple of verses and then we're done. Warning number one. خلاص بقى we agreed we're not going to be wise in our own eyes. Don't fool yourself by asking for guidance and counsel. I'm assuming خلاص we established we agree on this. Don't fool yourself by asking for guidance and counsel and still do it your way anyways. احنا زي ما قلنا في أرمية، ها، القلب اخدع من كل حاجه. The heart is more deceitful than anything. So don't say okay خلاص I'm going to ask Abuna, I'm going to ask my friend, I'm going to call مش عارف مين, I'm going to research it and get all this advice. انا حلو, I'm good, I'm not wise in my own eyes. And then people do this. They ask many people or some people and still do what they want. Actually, like if you hear about church hopping or priest hopping, you know, there are 4 awesome priests here in Houston. And we hear so many times, you know, somebody will go to a father of confession, he wants to do something and he'll give him some guidance. I started experiencing, by the way, it's real, they don't lie. And you know, the father of confession will tell him something, he doesn't like it so much, he'll go to another one, and then another one, and then another one, and then go to a different city if needed. I experienced it. Until he finds somebody who says something maybe that might can be translated to a certain way. It's like, oh, okay, خلاص, Abuna said it, اتكل على الله. So number one is don't think that خلاص because you ask some people and you're still doing your way, you got to be honest with yourself. Only God and you know what's going on in here, okay? يعني don't fool yourself into asking a lot of people and feeling خلاص okay I did my part and doing your own thing. فأول حاجة يعني حدي تمن تحذيرات انذارات سموها اللي انتوا سموها بقى على حكاية انه ايه الواحد ما يكونش حكيم في عيني نفسه. اول حاجة ما تفتكرش انك خلاص يعني وصلت بما انك تسأل كم واحد تطلب نصيحة تطلب توجيه وبعد كده تعمل اللي انت عايزه anyway. خليك صريح مع نفسك, دي يمكن من احسن نصائح اللي تهلي يعني يمكن من 16 17 سنة. في الاول ما كنتش فاهمها قوي بس ابتديت افهمها بعد شوية. خليك صريح مع نفسك, ما تضحكش على نفسك, ما تحسش نفسك ان انا خلاص طالما بسأل بس حامل اللي انا عايزه يبقى انا كويس كده. Number two, don't ask for guidance and counsel just from your buddies or your friends simply because you like them. Okay, I like them, they're awesome people, they go to church, they go to tasbihah, they have fun, they don't behave in a bad way, that's all great. But just because they're your friends, don't choose those people to be your counsel. You have to be very picky in choosing who you get counsel from. Very picky, okay? Two simple things. This person has to love God, really love God, have a real relationship with God, okay? Not love agbaya and love tasbihah and love communion, love confession, but you know, to really have a real relationship with God. And number two, that this person loves you. I mean really love you. Okay, they love you enough to tell you what hurts. They love you enough to tell you the truth no matter what. They love you enough to tell you when you're messing up. Okay? So ال تحذير التاني, تحذير ولا انذار ولا ايه اسميها ايه؟ طيب النقطة الثانية انه ايه, ما تختارش يعني الناس اللي هم هتاخد منهم النصيحة او التوجيه او التعديل او التبر, مش تختار الناس القريبين منك وخلاص عشان هم حبايب واصحاب وبتاع وبتحبهم وبيحبوك, ده كله جميل اوكي, لكن خليك يعني مش اي حد اللي تاخد منه نصيحة دي, لان انت هتاخدها وتفكر فيها وتصلي عليها وكده. هو هنتكلم كمان شوية يعني اختار واحد يكون او واحده علاقتهم مع ربنا فعلا علاقه حقيقيه اوكي مش مجرد شكل. والحاجه الثانيه ان يكون انسان بيحبك محبه حقيقيه مسيحيه, محبه الاب لابنه ومحبه الام لابنها. يعني لو انا شايف انت بتعمل غلط حاجه غلط هقول لك في وشك انت اللي بتعمله ده غلط اوكي, مش علشان مش عايز ازعلك ولا لا, لو بحبك بجد هقول لك بجد اوكي. ف يعني be careful هتاخد النصيحة التوجيه ده منين. Number three, pray, pray, pray. Okay, pray before you ask someone, ask God to guide you. Okay, to choose the right person, because يعني okay I might find somebody who loves God and loves me but maybe they don't know anything about this field or they don't know anything, they haven't experienced this issue. If I'm married, I'm not going to go ask a single friend about guidance or counsel in a marriage issue even if he loves God and loves me. It doesn't really make sense, okay? So pray for God to tell you who to go talk to and get this guidance or counsel. Pray for this person that when you talk to them God will also talk to them and they will listen to God and heed and give you really good counsel, yani for God to talk to you through them, okay? And after they give you that guidance or advice or whatever, pray over that too and ask God to open your eyes to it and to see and to sift it and to find out what is real and what is not and to see if this is really yani good advice or not. It might not be because they're human too, okay? فالوارنينج الثالث انه يعني خلي حياتك كلها صلاه. لما تيجي الموضوع ده قبل ما تختار واحد صلي ربنا وقول له وجهني وريني يعني اكلم مين, اكلم ابونا اكلم ماما اكلم واحد صاحبي اكلم واحده صاحبتي. يعني مش ممكن الاقي واحد يعني بيحب ربنا وعنده علاقه مع ربنا وبيحبني بس في نفس الوقت ما عندوش خبره في حاجه معينه, مش هيعرف يعني يديني حكمه ويساعدني فيها. زي ما كنت بقول دلوقتي يعني لو انا واحد متجوز ومثلا في مشكله او حاجه مع مراتي او مع زوجي, مش هروح لواحد سنجل لسه ما اتجوزش واساله في نصيحه او توجيه. It doesn't make sense. فصلي انه ربنا يوريك ويفتح على عينيك على يعني تروح تسال مين. اوكي, تاني حاجه صلي انه ربنا يدي الشخص دوت حكمه يديله فهم، يديله بصيرة إنه يشوف إيه المسألة فعلا. يمكن أنا وأنا بحكي له دي حصلت معي كتير، أبقى بحكي مشكلة لحد ويسألني سؤال أكون مفكرتش فيه وأقول له كذا 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 كذا، أقول له شوف يعني سمها وكده، ربنا يعني بيفتح عينيهم وبيشوف حاجات أنا ما قلتهاش يعني من كرم ربنا ورحمته. أوكي، فصلي للإنسان دوت أن ربنا يفتح عينيه ويديله حكمة وتمييز ويعرف يرد عليا إزاي، وبعد ما يديني الرد صلي برضه قول ربنا ربي يعني خليني أبقى يعني أشوف كويس لو الرد دوت أو التوجيه ده أو الحل دوت كويس ولا لأ، ولا محتاج تعديل ولا نو ولا إيه. وطبعا صلي في الآخر واشكر ربنا. يعني number four, don't ask counsel from too many people because this will cause confusion. Okay, البايبل كذا مرة بيقول يعني ما بقاش عندك صحاب كتير. The Bible says, you know, don't have too many friends, don't get too many counsel from too many people, because too many people, statistically, probabilities you'll have different opinions. Okay, it be يعني maybe some issues the answer is going to be very obvious and there's really one way about it, but if you ask يعني it's okay to ask more than one, but don't ask too many. It's going to be some confusion there. Number four, إنه إيه يعني لما تطلب نصيحة والناس مش لازم يكون شخص واحد بس، بس مش تروح مثلا أوكي هات دفتر التليفونات هكلم مثلا 10 عشان 10 رقم الكمال، يبقى هكلمهم وأشوف يعني إيه 10 آراء. مش هتخلص، هتلاقي جالك 10 آراء 10 أفكار، يمكن يكون في حاجات متشابهة في النص بس مش هتبقى كلها نفس الحاجة، ومش هتجيب لنفسك غير صداع ولخبطة وبتاع. فاختر يعني عدد قليل، مش هديكوا يعني رقم. Number five, حبيبي please don't let your education or your knowledge or your age or your experience fool you into becoming wise in your own eyes. What do I mean? There's a story about the ship Titanic when it sank. The ship had, I don't know, 3 or 4 engines, and they were running on the ship on, I think, 2 of them. And everything was great. It was the first, you know, it sank on the first trip, the first journey. And, you know, everything was going great. It was a beautiful night. Everything is great. And one of the shipmates or whatever was talking to the captain, telling him the report and on everything. He said, okay, fire up the next engine. And he was like, captain, we're going at like a really high speed and stuff. He said, you do as you're ordered. And he said, aye, aye, captain. And he went and did it. And when he went down to the engine room and he was telling the machinist, okay, fire up the next engine, we're going to go like super fast. It's a huge ship, you know. It's not like on road where you can hit the brakes. You know, it's very hard to change directions, very hard to stop, very hard to do anything. And they were telling him, are you crazy? And he said, the captain has 25 years of experience working against him. Okay. في قصة المركبة الكبيرة اسمها اللي هي التايتانيك، كلنا شفنا الفيلم طبعا. غرقت في أول رحلة للمركبة. Okay. فبيقول لك يعني إنه الكابتن بتاع المركبة كان عنده خبرة، يعني مش هجيبه أي كابتن بقى، دي يعني مركبة كانت أكبر واحدة في العالم في ساعتها وأول رحلة، فهجيبه واحد إيه خبرة بقى ما فيش بعد كده. كان كابتن بقى له 25 سنة. فهم ماشيين وكل حاجة تمام، يعني واحد من المساعدين بتقوله يعني بيديله الريبورت كل شوية. كان فيها 3 أو 4 انجن موتورات كبيرة، وكانوا ماشيين أظن على 1 ولا 2 بس، مش عارف الديتيلز يعني، بس مش مهم. فقال له اوكي شغل كمان انجن وديها يعني اطلع الرابع. فالراجل قال له يعني طب كابتن ده يعني جنان، هتبقى ماشي بسرعة قوي كده خطر. قال له اعمل اللي بقولك عليه. كان حكيم في عيني نفسه، فراح وقال للناس اللي تحت اوكي شغلوا الانجن الرابع ويطلع يعني اطلع بسرعة كده. قال له انت اتجننت بتاع؟ قال لهم الكابتن بتاعنا عنده 25 سنة خبرة شغالة ضده. اوكي because his experience was working against him. من كتر الاكسبيرينس اللي هو فيها بقى يعني حكيم في عيني نفسه. اقول لكم حكاية تاني. It's a funny story. Actually, قلتها مرة في الدير بعد الرسامة بشوية. I think some of you may have heard it before. But it's funny, so I'll say it again. Not that long ago, less than 10 years ago, When I was a deacon, I used to not dress as a deacon because we had little kids, and then I finally started dressing a little bit, but I was deacon يعني إيه تعبان. And then I would see, like, you know, at a certain point when Abuna does the three candles, and I see all the deacons saying Tengosh, and like even little kids, and I'm like, what is this shtevol di? What is that? It's so cool. يعني, I don't know it. And واقف كده مكسوف, you know, trying to move my mouth, you know, maybe nobody will catch it. Pretend I'm coughing, or, you know, wipe my nose and it's going to be over soon. One time I was driving to College Station, it's a little over an hour. I was like, you know what? I'm going to find this, I'm going to listen to this and practice it. It's kind of short. And it took me an hour, but yani, I got it. So I learned how to say, next Sunday comes better. Okay, Abuna's ready, and I'm like, we believe in God. And I'm like getting ready my voice. And when it comes to them, I'm like, Tengo shtev, wa'ar farhan binafsi awi ba'. And hell, okay, Farhan, I learned something good, and I'm happy with myself. But the thing that I noticed is that it caused me to become wise in my own eyes. Not that I wasn't before, but yani, it was yet one more nail in my coffin, because I saw that other deacons who didn't know how to do it, or people was like, مش عارف تنقش تيبل يعني, come on. يعني ده أي حد يعرف تنقش تيبل يعني الحكاية. We do this all the time, and I see it with little kids even. يعني if last week I didn't know how to ride a bike, and by God's grace this week I know how to ride a bike, and my neighbor doesn't know how to ride a bike, يعني come, I'll give you special tutoring lessons يعني if you'd like on how to ride a bike. Don't we do this sometimes? On my phone مثلا, I don't know how to use something, and somebody shows me, oh okay, I get it. واحد تاني, he doesn't know, he just came from out of town, they don't have smartphones there, they don't know. We do this. Just because we learned something, we read a book, we have some experience, خلاص, we become wise in our own eyes. خلي بالكم. Warning number 6. A person who is wise in his own eyes, you'll find that more often than not, even though they don't show it, they're stressed out. They feel burdened. Why? Because they feel like it's in their own hands. They feel like they're in control. They feel that they are making the moves. Okay? They feel, أنا لازم, يعني, I have to work and do this problem and solve that problem in order to make things go smoothly. So naturally, everything is on their shoulders. Before I was ordained, one of the best advices Abuna gave to me, and he said, don't ever feel that you are the one who's solving the people's problems. The moment you start feeling this, that's the moment you crash. And it's true. And another priest said the same thing in a different way. He said, you are nothing but a conduit. You're like a tube, a pipe. You take from the people, you put on the altar, you take from the altar and give to the people. That's your job. The moment I start feeling like I'm solving anything, that's the moment I crash. Some of you might know that I was on a mission trip to Mexico. We just came back on Friday. We were there for a couple of weeks, and sure enough, I experienced what everybody says when they go on a mission trip. The people have nothing, but they are very happy. It's true. Habibi, don't let God's kindness or mercy or generosity with the success that he gave you in your life fool you into becoming wise in your own eyes. Okay? There are many, many people who are much smarter than you. Many people who are much smarter than you, and they work much harder than you, but they have nothing. Everything we have, every good gift, is from the Father of Lights. We say this because we believe it, we mean it. And if we believe it, we will not become wise in our own eyes, okay? I can sit and talk for hours about all the stuff I saw there. I will do that some other time. But you can work very, very hard, and you can be very diligent, very honest, and have not 1% of what you have. We are so spoiled, okay? Don't think that because of God's kindness and generosity and mercies with you and your family and the life he's given you today make you think that you are wise in your own eyes. Be careful. Sorry, ما ترجمتش اللي فاتت. بس you guys got it. الإنسان اللي هو حكيم في عينيه نفسه معظم الأوقات هتلاقيه يعني إنسان ستريست والآن وضغطه عالي وكل حاجة بايظة والأربع فرد نايمين زي ما بيقولوا. ليه؟ لأنه حاسس أن كل حاجة في إيديه، أنا اللي بحل وأنا اللي بعمل وأنا اللي بشقى وأنا اللي بتعب وأنا اللي لازم أصلح كل حاجة، فبالتالي طبعا الحمل كله على كتافه لأنه حكيم في عينيه نفسه، مش حاسس أن ربنا هو اللي بيعمل، حاسس أن أنا اللي بعمل أنا اللي بصلح. كنت بقول ان من اجمل النصائح اللي اتقالت لي قبل ما ترسم في الكهنوت، ابونا قالها لي، قال لي اوعى في يوم تفكر ان انت اللي بتحل مشاكل الناس ولا انت اللي بتعمل حاجه. اول ما تبتدي تحس كده دي هتبقى بدايه النهايه. اوكي، هتلاقي كده الحمل في عصك. اوكي، انت بتاخد من الناس وتحط على المسبح وتاخد من المسبح وتدي للناس، دي شغلتك. اوكي، مجرد موصل. الإنسان اللي حكيم في عينها نفسه حاسس إن هو اللي بيعمل كل حاجة، فبالتالي يعني بيبقى مزربل وزعلان وسترست وغضوب ويعني وضغطه عالي وقلقان وبتاع. وفي نفس الوقت برضو يعني بسبب كده، مش هو بس بتلاقي اللي حواليه برضو يعني ما تعملش حاجة، ما تقولش حاجة، ما تزعلهوش، ما تعليش صوتك يعني، فبتبقى يعني صعب على كل اللي حواليهم. فاللي عايز اقوله يعني، كنت انا الاسبوعين اللي فاتوا في المكسيك في رحلة تبشيرية، الناس هناك مش عارف اقول ايه، يعني مثلا زي كنت بكلم مع ابونا من شوية، مثلا حكاية الوركرز اللي هم بتوع الساعة 11، اللي هو الناس هناك لازم تشتغل اليوم دوت واخر اليوم تاخد يوميتها عشان يقدر ياكل اليوم ده، مش عارف هيحصل ايه بكره ولا بعد ولا 20 سنه ولا كوليدج ولا ريتايرمنت ولا اي كلام دوت، عشان ياكل اليوم دوت. اليوم اللي مش هيشتغل فيه مش هياكل فيه. في ناس كتير قوي في العالم، انت عارف انك مجرد انك عايش هنا في امريكا اوتوماتيكلي حياتك احسن من 85-90% من العالم كله، مجرد نو ماتر يعني مستواك المعيشي ايه. فاللي عايز اقوله، في ناس كتير في العالم يعني أذكى مننا بكتير وبيشتغلوا يعني أكتر مننا بكتير قوي، لكن ما عندهمش يمكن 1% من اللي عندنا. يعني اللي عايز أقوله حبيبي، ما تخليش كرم ربنا ورحمته ونعمته عليك تخليك تحس إنك بقيت إيه، حكيم في عيني نفسك. ده كله جاي من ربنا. نمبر 7، خلاص 2 مور وقررنا خالص. Have you ever heard about impulse buying? Impulse buying. Why is it in any grocery store now when you go to the cash registers, even though they have everything in the aisles, you find a few little things right by the register? So that when you see it, you don't think about it. You're like, I'm already here. Grab it and put it on the belt. Okay, I'm going to get this too. Or so your kids, when they see it, like, I want this, and they get this too. Okay? Or on TV infomercials. Have you ever heard this? Call today, call now, don't wait, you'll be glad you did. If you call in the next 30 minutes, we will double your order. Why do they do this? Impulse buying. They don't want you to think. They don't want you to be wise or get wisdom from anywhere, even from your own self. Don't get wisdom. Decide now without wisdom. Rush, hurry, fast, quick. Okay? If you look at your life and you look at decisions that you regret, okay, I bet you that you will find a lot of them were rushed or quick decisions, and in a lot of those, you did not get counsel from somebody else. And conversely, if you look at decisions you made in your life that you're really proud of, that went very well, you will find that they were not drive-through decisions, they were not really fast, they were actually, yani, took time, some thought, maybe even a pen and a piece of paper. And I bet you in a lot of those, you have gotten counsel from somebody, if not multiple people. Don't rush. If you ever, somebody tries to get you to make a decision on the spot, unless if it's in the emergency room, God forbid, yani, walk away, run, okay? It can wait. Usually, يعني don't be hasty. النقطة السابعة في هنا في أمريكا يعني عبقرة في الـ في الـ في الماركتينج إزاي تخليك تشتري الحاجة بسرعة. عشان كده في الجروسري ستورز لما تيجي تروح تدفع تلاقي عند كل كاشير في كده حاجات تانية إكسترا صغيرة شوكولاتة واللبان أو ليب جلاس ولا بطاريات ولا حاجة أي حاجات تانية كده صغيرة بالرغم إنها موجودة في المحل وكل الآيلز وبتاع ليه عايزك لما تشوفها تقوم جايبها على طول مش يعني حرام يكون نسي حاجة نحطها له قدام لا عايزك تشتري حاجة بسرعة من غير ما تفكر أو في نفس الوقت الإعلانات اللي في التلفزيون لما بيبقوا حاطين حاجة على التلفزيون بيقول لك ايه يعني call now اتصل دلوقتي وهي هتبقى مرحانة you'll be glad you did او اذا اتصلت بينا في النص ساعة اللي جاية هنديك double the order بدل ما نديك خلاط نديك اتنين ولا سلايسر ولا مش عارف ايه ولا سكاكين ولا خرطوم ولا you know مش عايزك تفكر مش عايزك تقعد يعني وتركز ولا تاخد مشورة اي حد بل مش عايزك تاخد مشورة نفسك Decide now. Do it now. I bet you حتى لو حد فيكم شاف إعلان وقال you know دي ممكن تبقى فكرة حلوة هجرب أجيبها وسرح أو نسي أو حصل حاجة within less than 24 hours بيكون خلاص ما all of a sudden مقرر يعني مش محتاجها or it's okay يعني ف تمهل آخر warning the last warning is The value of the father of confession. I cannot stress to you how important this is. Back in May, we went on a college trip to the monastery and we were sat, يعني we're blessed to sit with several monks and one of the times we were sitting with one monk and the thing out of like all life, يعني when we asked him for a word of advice, this is what he picked. He said, don't do anything without, sorry, Mona. don't do anything without discussing it with your father of confession first. Okay? Father of confession is not just another voice of wisdom or counsel or someone else who loves God and loves you. Those are already all covered. But a person who is regular in confessions and sitting with Abuna is going to be growing spiritually. The more the person increases in spirituality, I'm sure you've all experienced this. The more a person increases in spirituality, the less spiritual they feel, right? The more they get closer to the light, the more they see how unclean they are, naturally. And likewise also when it comes to wisdom, the more the person grows spiritually and increases in spiritual wisdom, not street smarts, the more they don't feel that they are wise in their own eyes. Does that make sense? I'm like doing a lot of double negatives here, معلش. آخر حاجة كنت عايز أقولها تحذير يعني ما تنساش فائدة إن يبقى عندك أب اعتراف. وإحنا في الدير مرة في رحلة مع طلبة الجامعة يعني طلبنا من واحد من الآباء الرهبان كلمة منفعة يعني الكلمة اللي قالها لنا ما تعملش أي حاجة من غير ما تكلم أب اعترافك حتى حاجات in life وبتاع وكده أوكي أب الاعتراف مهم أوي الواحد لما automatically يبقى بيروح لأب الاعتراف كتير وبيكبر روحيا كل ما الواحد بيكبر روحيا بيحس إنه أقل روحيا لو واحد في بداية الروحية خلاص طالما ابتدى المشوار بس خلاص وصلت ناس بقى لهم عشرات السنين يعني بيقربوا من ربنا كل ما قربوا من ربنا كل ما يحسوا انهم بعاد عن ربنا ففي نفس الحاجه كل ما واحد يكبر روحيا وحكمته فعلا تزيد روحيا زي سليمان النبي كل ما هيحس ان هو اصلا مش حكيم في عيني نفسه اوكي I'm just gonna say three verses and I'll leave you alone I'll mention the eight warnings real quick just to summarize أول حاجة if we all agree to not be wise in our own mind don't fool yourself by asking guidance from a lot of people and still doing your own thing anyway number two don't ask for counsel or guidance from just buddies and friends be wise in who you choose to get the counsel from be very picky with it choose somebody who loves God and loves you Pray all the time. Pray for God, for the person to choose. Pray for God to give them wisdom. Pray for what they advise you to do. Number four, don't ask for counsel from too many people. Yani, don't go to the other extreme. Don't let, whenever you've learned something new, don't let that make you think you are wise in your own eyes. Number five, don't let God's mercies and grace and blessings in your life confuse you into thinking that you are wise in your own eyes, because you could be doing everything that you have done in your life and have nothing. And it happens, and we've seen it. Number seven, don't rush. Bas. And number eight, don't underestimate the value of having a father of confession. I'm going to leave you with three verses just to think about. Two are from Proverbs, one from Isaiah. The first one is Proverbs 12:15. It says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. طريق الأحمق تبدو صحيحة له أما الحكيم فيستمع إلى النصيحة. The fool is a fool because he is wise in his own eyes. And the wise is wise because he heeds counsel. Do you see that? These are not the causes, they're not the results, they're actually the causes. الأحمق أحمق لأن طريقته تبدو صحيحة له لأنه حكيم في عيني نفسه والحكيم حكيم لأنه بيستمع إلى نصيحة مش بيسمع النصيحة وخلاص ومن هنا وتطلع من هنا لا بيستمع ليها ويطبقها. Proverbs 26:12. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? This one's kind of funny actually. There is more hope for a fool than for him. Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. أرأيت رجلا يظن نفسه حكيما إن للأحمق رجاء في الإصلاح أكتر منه. لأنه لو واحد أحمق وعارف إنه هو أحمق خلاص أنا أحمق فحيقبل نصيحة. أوكي؟ لو واحد حاسس إنه هو حكيم في نفسه مش هيقبل نصيحة ما ملوش أمل ده لحد ما يحصل حاجة ربنا من أجل رحمته يخبطه خبطة ساعتها يعرف بقى ضعفه آه أوكي ويبتدي يسمع. احسبوه كل خير. Okay, the third one, Isaiah 5:21. This one's kind of scary. Isaiah 5:21, it says, woe. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Have you ever heard this word, woe, before? Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, or in Revelation, woe, woe, woe. In Arabic, it's al-wail, al-wail. للحكماء في أعين أنفسهم والأذكياء في نظر ذواتهم. يعني this is among يعني woe to them because until something changes there's no hope. Until something changes there's no hope. May God grant us enough wisdom to not see ourselves as wise in our own eyes and the humility to seek counsel and guidance. And to God be the glory and honor forever and ever. Amen.